Have you ever heard of a RESA? RESA stands for Regional Education Service Agency. 8 RESAs were created in West Virginia in the 1970s to aid county school systems by providing services at the regional level. But do you know exactly what RESAs do? Well, that's a question that's difficult even for some working in the education field to answer. But a State Board of Education commission took the first step Wednesday in working to end that confusion in the hopes that a more clearly defined mission will result in increased student achievement. Going into Wednesday's meeting, members of the Commission on School District Governance and Administration were prepared to discuss a variety of proposed maps that realigned RESAs or swapped some of the counties in the current regions based on a variety of factors, some by geography, others by cultural likeness. Some maps kept the current 8 regions, while others increased them to as many as 12 across the state. The maps, however, were the commission's focus. But after nearly an hour of discussion, commission member and Pendleton County Superintendent Doug Lambert made a comment that shifted the conversation completely.
Well, they need direction on what is your role. The bottom line is, I don't think they've been given direction.
From talks of how many RESAs should exist and where they should be located, the discussion swung to what services should the RESA provide. What functions should they serve?
But I think what we need to look at is the recent structure and how can we clearly define what needs to be done at that structure.
Commission members ultimately sided with Lambert. Instead of voting on a new map like they intended, the commission is recommending the State Board of Education keep the existing 8 RESAs in place and focus on clearly defining the services they provide and how those services are delivered. Commission Chair and State Board of Education member Tom Campbell says that includes removing restrictions on how the county school systems interact with the regional offices. Right now, counties are assigned to a RESA, but Campbell says instead, the board should allow the counties to choose which RESA can best provide the services they need. The commission's recommendation includes other measures as well, like implementing performance standards for RESA offices and finding ways to measure their effectiveness. But one of the most controversial is what commissioners recommend the board take away from the RESAs, something Campbell calls their entrepreneurial functions.
We recommended that non-student-centered activities be eliminated from RESAs, which but the commission's perspective on that is that if our focus, our single focus is student achievement, that needs to be RESA's single focus.
What Campbell is referring to is the public safety courses RESAs provide for the communities they're located in. Things like EMT certifications or hazmat training courses for volunteer fire departments. RESAs provide a variety of these types of classes as a way to bring in extra income. But Campbell says that's not their mission. Their mission is to improve the quality of education students are receiving in West Virginia schools.
Because it takes the focus away from student achievement. But it's not really fair. It's not really fair to be too hard on the RESAs because no one's really looked at their focus, I don't think, and no one has said, this is what you want you to do, and this is how we're going to fund you.
Those courses are things the community college system is better equipped to provide anyway, Campbell says. Next week, members of the State Board of Education are set to consider a policy relating to the governance of the RESAs, which the commission's chosen map was to be a part of. With their latest recommendation, commission members are now asking the board to take on redefining the RESAs' functions in that policy, put it on a 30-day public comment period, and reconsider the policy in January. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.